The Mystery of Money Creation, Unveiling the Monetary System. How is money created? We will explore where it comes from, who benefits from it, and for what purpose. This topic is fundamental to understanding the functioning of our economies and the power hidden behind the financial system. So join us on this journey to unravel the secrets of the monetary system and gain a better understanding of the world we live in. Money and the monetary system have been fundamental pillars in our lives for centuries. From the earliest civilizations, we have used various forms of money, from shells and precious stones to coins and banknotes. However, their functioning has remained hidden from most people. This system has a significant impact both nationally and internationally, providing the foundations for domination and control. It is important to understand how this system works to question and improve the way it affects our daily lives. Today, more than ever, due to the global economic crisis, we need an open and honest dialogue about the future of the monetary system. Economic crises can be compared to cancer. If not addressed, they only worsen over time. The Great Recession of 2008 is a clear example of how the lack of transparency and poor management of the monetary system can lead to a global catastrophe. We cannot rely on governments to solve everything. Real power lies in the hands of powerful financial institutions like Goldman Sachs, which have enormous influence over economic and financial policies worldwide. Did you know that only 3% of the money in circulation is physical cash? In 2010, 97% of the money in the UK was digital, created by commercial banks. This digital money is essentially a bookkeeping entry, and its creation is one of the main sources of profit for banks. When a bank grants a loan, it is not lending money it has in reserve, but creating new digital money that is added to the economy. This process, though it seems simple, has profound implications for the global economy and the distribution of wealth. Seigniorage is the profit the government makes from issuing currency. For example, a £10 note costs only a few pence to produce, but it is sold at its face value of £10. The difference goes directly to the public treasury, helping to reduce taxes and finance public spending. This additional income allows governments to invest in infrastructure, education, and public services without increasing the tax burden on citizens. However, this practice also raises questions about equity and justice in the creation and distribution of money. Since 1844, only the Bank of England can create banknotes. Before that, private banks issued their own money, which caused instability and distrust in the financial system. Today, most money is digital, and commercial banks have the power to create this digital money by granting loans. This change has radically transformed the economy, facilitating quick and efficient transactions, but also increasing the complexity and risks associated with the financial system. The evolution of money reflects how technology and policies have shaped the modern economy. Electronic money, which represents the majority of money in circulation, is simply numbers in a computer system. The creation of this money has virtually no cost, making it extremely profitable for banks. Banks can grant loans and create new money with just a few clicks on a computer. This process allows banks to expand their balance sheets and increase their profits, but it can also lead to excessive borrowing and economic bubbles that, when they burst, can cause severe financial crises. Many people mistakenly believe that the government controls most of the money. In reality, private banks create and distribute most of the money. This process, though it seems complicated, is essentially an accounting trick that allows banks to profit by granting loans. The misconception about who controls the money can lead to a lack of trust in the system and a lesser understanding of how our economy really works. It is crucial to educate the public about these aspects to foster greater transparency and accountability in the financial system. The creation of money by banks leads to an economy dependent on debt. To maintain a growing economy, constant borrowing is necessary. This cycle of money creation and debt can lead to crises when people cannot repay their debts and banks stop lending. Recessions and economic depressions are often the result of this unsustainable system. Additionally, the concentration of power in the hands of a few large banks can lead to greater economic and social inequality, as the benefits of money creation are not distributed equitably. Understanding how money is created and who benefits from it is crucial to understanding the economy as a whole. Most of the money we use today is electronic, created by private banks. This reality has profound implications for the global economy and the distribution of wealth. By educating ourselves on these topics, we can advocate for reforms that promote greater equity and stability in the financial system. Only through knowledge and action can we build an economy that works for everyone, not just a privileged few.